call this meeting to order, and do we have a quorum?
We do.
All right. Will there be any audience participation?
There is none.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's look at the minutes, June 27th, 2019. I need a motion and a second.
I'll so move.
I'll second.
Bertrand.
Minoranzi.
Thank you.
And engineer.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. All right. We will go to staff reports, and it will require a motion. We're going to start with attachment 3A, which is a financial progress report. Curtis.
Thank you. So if you look, this is the beginning of a new fiscal year. We just have 1 month in here. We've spent about 5% of the budget. Everything is good to go. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right. I get a motion. And a second, and then we can
discuss. Make a motion. Second.
Is there any discussion? All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And Curtis, you're back on for your technical progress report.
All right. Thank you again. So I was going to go into a long spiel like I did for TAC about the Environmental and Public Works Committee approving a $287 billion new replacement to the FAST Act and talk about how there was all this progress towards even a tweet from the president supporting this bipartisan effort. But within the last week, it's become apparent to me that that probably will have no bearing in the next probably 6 months, as I'm sure all of you have been watching the news lately. So while there is this bipartisan bill out there, it's becoming increasingly unlikely with the impeachment efforts underway that there will be anything done in the way of infrastructure. Anything done, period, but specifically in infrastructure. The other thing I want to remind everyone, October 11th is the AMATS annual meeting. We have Director Marchbanks from ODOT speaking, as well as Ren Camacho from the Canton-Akron, CAK Airport, Akron-Canton Airport, but CAK, yeah. whatever. But we're really excited to have him as well to speak about some of the things that they're working on. So please, if you haven't registered, call our office. We'll get you registered. It's always a really good event. Our chairwoman will be speaking as well, so it's always an exciting time.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And then finally, we didn't bring anything before the committee this month, but what we are going to be working on, or what I've already started working on, is an update to our bylaws. The biggest thing is that the last time our bylaws were updated, we had New Franklin didn't exist, Green didn't exist, Rittman wasn't part of the area, etc. And so really what I'd like to do is just a cleanup of our bylaws, not anything major, but just making sure that we have all of our communities representing. And then we've also received a request. So as many of you know, Rittman, we now have two townships in Wayne County starting in 2010. And in the AMATS system, with each county representation, we have a county engineer's office, and then we also have a commissioner representation. In Wayne County, we've always just had a commissioner representation and not the county engineer's office, because primarily it was only one township. I think Wayne County never saw a need. Now, those of you may remember Scott Miller, who is the Mickey I know does, who was with Portage County Engineer's Office. He's now the Wayne County Engineer, or has been since, I believe, 2017. He really would like to join AMATS, and so one of the other things we would like to do is add the county engineer to the bylaws as well for Wayne County, so that each county would sort of have the same. We'd still only have one rep from the county because we only have two townships, but we'd also have the county engineer's office represented. So if they did feel the need to apply for applications in the townships, they would be the engineer would be the most likely person to put those applications in. So that's part of the reason that also I want to look at the bylaws, is just because we haven't really cleaned anything like that up for a while. So we'll be bringing something most likely in December for the committees to review and look at. With that, though, if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. And otherwise, we can continue to get that done.
Any questions? Okay, thank you. All right, we'll go to AMATS Federal Funds Report, Attachment 3C, and that would be Dave Poulet.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone who submitted applications this last round of funding. We we accepted CMAQ applications, and then about a month later, the West Elm STBG resurfacing and TASTA. We'll meet on October 25th in Columbus to discuss the CMAQ projects, because that is a statewide program now. And then we will also, the TAP TIP subcommittee will meet to discuss the other applications before we make a final decision. But one thing I wanted to bring your attention is with our funding, with our program, we received 62 applications requesting nearly $79 million. And we only have approximately $16 million available. So we only have roughly enough funding to cover like 20% of the needs that were applied for. So that's, I do really hope that we can have a new federal program pretty soon that increases that some, because the needs are great and the funding is just not keeping up. We are starting another fiscal year 2020. Already one project is sold. Talmadge Avenue and Bates Street intersection in Akron has already sold in 2020. And then a couple other big projects that we're planning to sell in fiscal year 2020 is in Green, Maslin Road, and in Hudson, State Route 91. So certainly looking forward to working with you in the current fiscal year. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Any questions? All right, thank you, Dave. Now we're under new business. Dave is going to talk about the draft project scoring for STBG resurfacing and TASA funding application, and that's attachment 5A in the packet.
Okay, thank you. Attachment 5A is the rankings of the STBG resurfacing and TASA projects. We received 20 STBG applications, 29 resurfacing applications, and 13 TASA applications. Nothing is being approved today. Today is more or less an informative presentation where we want to give you a chance to look at the projects and how they were scored and ranked. On October 22nd, the TAC TIP subcommittee is planning to at that time we'll draw a line in the sand or a red line on the sheet, and we'll determine like how far down each list we can go. We have a rough idea, but we'll kind of make the final decision when we meet on that day. And then we'll also discuss any other issues that may arise between now and then. If you see something that you feel that is incorrect or that we need to review, just make sure you let us know, and we'll discuss that also. And we did receive one late application, and we want to discuss whether or not how we want to handle that. So once again, this is not for any type of approval today. This is just an opportunity to give you a chance to see the projects and look at how they're ranked. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them now. And once you have a chance to look at these lists a little bit closer, if you do have any questions or concerns, feel free to call me, and I'd be glad to talk to you about it.
Anybody have any questions at this time? Okay. Thank you, Dave. All right, moving on, we're going to resolutions. We have resolution 2019-12, approving amendment number 21 of the Transportation Improvement Program, FY 2018 through 2021, to add two new projects and revise the funding to existing projects, attachment 6A, Dave.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Amendment 21 is adding two new projects and revising two existing projects. The two new projects we're adding is Aurora Citywide Signals. This is not a new project per se. This was actually a project that was chosen in our funding in fiscal year in 2017, the previous round of funding. And because we're a little behind on developing a new TIP, we have to start adding some of these projects into the existing TIP, the 1821. So construction is scheduled in fiscal year 2021 for $3.58 million. And the other new project that we're adding is the Ravenna Road Bridge project. Now, last time I discussed how we were going to move the TASA funding from the Portage County Park District project that was going to rehab an existing railroad bridge. We were going to move that funding into the bridge project, and the trail was just going to be part of the bridge project. And I did talk about moving the funding into this project, but what I failed to do is actually add the bridge project to the TIP. So that is what that is why this project is here. So the Ravenna Road Bridge project is a bridge replacement project that will also accommodate the Portage Hike and Bike Trail, and they will no longer try to rehab the old railroad bridge that's in the area. And then the two projects that's being revised is State Route 43 two-way left turn lane in Streetsboro. We want to add right-of-way to that project, adding a little over $500,000 in HSIP funds. And the other revision is to State Route 91 in Hudson, once again adding right-of-way for the amount of $210,000 in HSIP funds. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Are there any questions for Dave? All right, we need a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2019-2012.
So moved. I'll second it.
Those two characters once again. Then any further discussion? Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. All right, we have Resolution 2019-13, approving amendment number 22 to the Transportation Improvement Program, FY 2018-2021, to new projects in FY 2020 for Metro, RTA, and PARTA. That's attachment 6D. We need a motion and a second. And Jeff.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Metro RTA is requesting that fiscal year 2020 of the TIP be amended to add 9 new projects, using approximately $3.3 million in federal funds left over from fiscal year 2019. The total cost for these 9 projects is nearly $4.8 million. The federal funds are derived from Metro share of Federal Transit Administration funds designated for the AMATS area. In addition, PARTA is requesting that fiscal year 2020 of the TIP be amended to add 3 new projects, using approximately $196,000 in federal funds left over from fiscal year 2019. The total cost for these 3 projects is approximately $244,000. The federal funds are derived from PARTA share of state funds also designated for the AMATS area. The 3 projects are for maintenance or replacement of current capital assets. Last week, the TAC recommended approval of Resolution 2019-13, and the staff is also recommending this resolution. Are there any questions?
Hearing none, heard nothing. Is there a motion to adopt Resolution 2019-13?
So moved.
Second.
Any more discussion? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Jeff. Moving on, it's the fabulous Heather. Heather's in the house. We have resolution 2019-14. By the way, I'm running for council next year, so I hope to be president. That's why I'm reading these titles. Just a little practice ahead of time. Resolution 2019-14. I'm very humble about it.
That's what we love about you.
Approving the fiscal year 2019 year and completion report, attached from 6A, 6C in your packet. Heather. You're welcome.
Good afternoon. Each year, ODOT requires AMS to compare the work proposed in the previous year's work program to the work that was completed. Attachment 6C is a summary of the fiscal year 2019 year-end completion report. The planning work necessary was completed by the end of the fiscal year on June 30th. All work remains within budget. Staff is requesting approval of resolution 2019-14. So we can submit the 2019 year-end completion to ODOT. I will answer any questions.
Are there any questions? Go ahead. Do you have something? You look like you do, Lou.
Me?
Yeah. All right. Is there a motion?
I'll move.
Second?
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carried. Thank you. All right, so we're down to other business, and it's time to talk about the 2020 nominating committee.
Right. We're just looking for two brave individuals to volunteer to join the current chairwoman as part of our nominating committee to find a new chair and vice chair for 2020. Well, we would nominate her.
Okay.
If she's, yeah.
She's
so,
interested.
Yeah.
Okay. So anybody want to...
Why don't we use the X chairs that are sitting around here like Gonzi and Russ can get two lines in the committee.
Whoever wants to talk with me and discuss it.
I have enough stuff to do.
Somebody raise your hand. Mayor Judge. Mayor Gonzi, we got those two.
Okay.
All right.
All
right.
So
All right, so we'll just get into this talk about that.
Well, and we'll, yeah, we can do it via email.
Yeah.
So it's not,
yeah. All right. And the last thing we have is on the back of your agenda is under other business, letter B, the 2020 AMATS meeting calendar. It will need a motion, and Curtis will go over it with you.
Yeah, so the only thing to just point out is just our annual meeting for next year, because I know everyone's so excited about this year. Save the date, October 9th next year. But typically we meet six times in the year, kind of spread out. We try to do it to best help ODOT's schedule as well for the STIP, you know, with meetings approval in May and June and September and blah, blah, blah. So we do the best we can there, but if anyone does see any conflicts with any major conferences, et cetera, we do try to avoid those as well. But yeah, with that, this is the draft calendar and submitting it for hopefully to, you know, then be what we go off of after December's meetings.
Anybody have any conflicts? I think it looks okay. All right, I would ask for a motion in a second to adopt the 2020 AMATS meeting calendar.
So moved.
Second.
All right, any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So we'll see everybody on October 11th, hopefully, and then our next meeting is Thursday, December 19th at 1:30 right here. Thank you.